Sunday school class? Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If you need help with it, you tell me, and we'll get you a Bible reading schedule. You don't have to read it according to schedule, but it might help someone. And good Lord willing, there'll be a Bible Reader's Banquet come January, cold Friday night in January. So much better. Anybody else? Go ahead. Okay. For a while we've been in the book of Revelation. We finished up the past in chapter 1. We basically finished up the present tense in chapter 2 and 3, the church age. Before we leave chapter 3, I'd like to look at one thing. I had told you about the definition of ecumenical. And I've given you the barnyard definition, Brother Rick's definition. Here's the technical, a little bit longer definition for ecumenical. It's held by liberal groups, those within the ecumenical movement, and by individuals who reject their personal responsibility to serve Christ through a local church. That's part of ecumenical. Those holding this position tend to believe that since all the saved or all Christians are in the universal church, then local churches that have Christians in them are true churches, regardless of what heresies they may teach. These groups also tend to be very liberal regarding the definition of salvation or being a Christian. The result of this view is that all churches and denominations are seen as equal. One church is just as good as another, and it doesn't matter what that church, doesn't really matter what church you join or what they believe. All churches have equal authority to baptize, and all churches should accept the baptism and membership of all churches from all denominations. That's ecumenical, a technical definition. Technical. Okay. Let's look at chapter 4 now. The past is, or the present's over with. We're going into the future. Can I read verse 1 again? Yeah. Can we read it again? Yeah, we read it last week, but it'd probably still be good this week. It said, after this I looked, and behold, a door. Hold your finger there. We're coming back. John 10. Verse 7, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Verse 9, probably red letters there, says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. That's the Lord. He's the door. He's the door. Well, the door's open today. You can get in today. It'll be closing pretty soon. At Revelation 4, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet. Hold your finger there, we're coming back. Chapter 1, verse 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. John saw him, John heard him, and I heard as it were. Chapter 4 again, verse 1. And I heard as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I'll show thee things which must be hereafter. Now, that was John's revelation or rapture we learned last week. But it's also a picture of our rapture, because John is a picture of the church. John represents the church. He's a type of the church. John laid his head on Jesus' breast and heard the heartbeat of God. He got closer to Jesus than anyone else. And here it is. Here's a picture of it. Then we go right on down here into verse 2. And it said, immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. We're going to be looking at him. We'll get our new body as we're going up, or we wouldn't be able to stand it. But the one on the throne, that's God the Father, that's Jehovah God. We're going to be looking at God. This is His throne. This is His throne. Look at here. One sat on the throne. In verse 3 it says, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in a sight like unto an emerald. The theme is one. The one that we're looking at. But don't miss the part, he's in the throne. Anybody ever seen a real throne? I never have. I've seen them fixed up, maybe put cardboard over that chair there for a play, for a skit. But I've never seen a throne. But I'm going to see a throne. I'm going to see the one that's sitting in it, too. Look at here, you see it coming in chapter 3, verse 21. And to him that overcometh, I'll grant to sit with me in my throne. We'll go get in the throne with him. We'll be in the throne. Chapter 4 again, we already saw it twice. At the verse 3 here, he that sat was to look upon like jasper and sardine stone. There was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Verse 4, and round about the throne. Verse 5, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Verse 6, and before the throne. And down there in the middle, like a sea of glass, like unto crystal, in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne. And verse 9, toward the end there. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. Verse 10, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him. We're going to help them worship him. The one that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Chapter 5, verse 6, And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, verse 7, And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Chapter 5 now, verse 11. And I beheld and heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. Verse 13, and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, such as are in the sea and that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne. It's just a fact there's a throne. And it's a fact that there's one that's sitting in it. And it's just a fact he's the great I am. He's the authority. He's one. He don't need anybody else. He's getting along just fine by himself, but he lets us come on in. Let's just come on in. The singleness of the throne. He did all things by, he created everything by himself, by the word of his mouth. The glory of the throne. Yeah. Ezekiel 1:28. Ezekiel 1:28. And as the appearance of the bow, the rainbow, that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice of one that spake. He doesn't need it. This is the vision of the throne. You can see it. You can hear it. You can see it. The provision of the throne. Revelation 22:1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. The value of the throne is in chapter 8, verse 3, Revelation 8, verse 3. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. I don't know the throne's gold, but the altar in front of it is. Yeah. The sounds of the throne. It's back in chapter 4, verse 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders, thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. The future of the throne is in verse 8. Let me just go ahead and tell you it's eternal. Yeah. It always has been and it's always going to be. Verse 8, And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night. It'd be great to go to the zoo and see that. Yeah. They're saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Yeah. The worship of the throne right there, it's holy, 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 All the creatures around him are worshiping him. Verse 9, you see more of it. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. The awe of the throne is in verse 8. These creatures are worshiping him, saying, holy, holy, holy. And then the awe of the throne's in verse 10 and 11 also. And the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Amen. Let's look at it in Matthew 24:44. Now, your handout advertises a book, and we're going to skip that part today, bring it next week maybe. We might use it next week. But Carl Johnson, not the one from Enon, Carl Johnson, the prophecy preacher, he used this verse so much, by the time he got through, you had it memorized. Matthew 24:44 says, Therefore be ye also ready, for in such hours you think not the Son of Man cometh. Hey, he's still coming. He's still coming. He's on the way. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for writing it down. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you you're still coming. Thank you you're still on the way. Thank you we'll get to see you. In Jesus' name, amen.